bookings are available.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
On 590 The Fan.
Grizzlies basketball.
Rebounded by Conley. 4-on-3. Conley for the trailer. Temple. Wide open right wing triple. Ring it up and put three more on the board for the Grizz. Conley gets in the lane. Shovels to Green. Two-handed jam. Fires a three. Ring it up. Put three on the board for the rookie, Jaren Jackson Jr.
It's only here.
Friday, the Grizzlies take on the Sacramento Kings. The broadcast starts at 6:30 on 590 The Fan.
Hi, everyone. Iggy here to tell you about the fine folks down at Bertarelli.
Now, hold on, Iggy. Not trying to interrupt here, but I'm doing Bertarelli cutlery.
Well, you just did interrupt me, as always.
Well, you know what? Whatever.
Do you have the address there?
I do. If you let me finish, Bertarelli Cutlery, 1927 Marconi Avenue on the Hill, to get your knives, scissors, and garden tools sharpened, call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives. Bertarelli Cutlery, they never interrupt you like Iggy does.
Hi, my name is Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. This is the credit card company's favorite time of the year. You're already carrying the balances from a long summer, and here comes Black Friday and then the holidays. And now they got you. You're going to spend the next 9 months trying to make minimum payments just to keep up. Home values are skyrocketing, and you are building equity at the fastest pace in over a decade. Let's get those credit cards paid off before the new year with a cash-out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Mizzou wins. The Tigers are bowl eligible for the second consecutive year.
Your bowl-bound Missouri Tigers host the Arkansas Razorbacks in the Shelter Insurance Battleline Rivalry Game Friday, November 23rd at 1:30. It's Senior Day in our annual blackout game. Be sure to wear black and arrive early to honor the seniors. Great seats still available, including the Mizzou Black Friday 4-pack. 4 game tickets for just $99. Order your tickets at 1-800-CATPAWS or at mutigers.com. We'll see you at the zoo.
That guy in a little coat.
Good afternoon and welcome to the November 15th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. You know, you folks new to the show, you may have just tuned in, you go, one of these people go, muh, 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 muh. That is just something I don't have time to explain. It's just one of the many juvenile, stupid things that we do that, see, right, just like that, that we get a big kick out of, and quite frankly, we do this show for our own entertainment. If you want to listen in, that's fine. We just, you know, entertain ourselves with this. A little bit about First Community Credit Union, but first, this.
Hey!
Ooh, well done.
One of the most important jobs in radio.
Oh, well, thanks, Frank.
Is running the control board.
Oh.
Not just anybody can do it. Limey has proven that. He is, however, that's who we have. He's our control board operator, and maybe things would have been different. Maybe he would have even been better if he hadn't gone over there for 19 years, there being Great Britain. 10 of those years, he was in Birmingham, England. Yes, he holds dual citizenship, United States of America and Great Britain. He's the one, the only, Trevor Limey, Limestone. Philip, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
All right, well done. Not on the road, but in the house. Not headed northbound today, or southbound, or westbound, or even...
Windows crack.
I never can understand. What is the last thing Tim always says?
He
what
said when doves cry on this
different
one.
Different every day.
Oh, my
it's different.
It's different every day, yet sounds the same for some reason. Bill Cleveland, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
In the glass box, the quarantine room, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune land. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to everybody. Say hi to your sponsor. Sorry. Say hi to your sponsor.
All right. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're already working with a financial advisor, you can still call Mark and Jason, and they'll give you a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
And I might mention that Mark and Jason are having, and I've never known them to do this, a big seminar December 4th at the Bonefish Grill on Eager Road in Brentwood. Dinner will be served. There's no charge, but folks, it's only 50 people. And after that, I'm afraid the crowd will be too big. So jump on that if you want the info and you want to sign up. And it is free, no obligation, markandjason.com. And now we move to the man with so many jobs, I don't have time to give them all. But let's just say this. In addition to all the things he does here, outside of here, he has a really important other job. Yes, just like, and maybe Jim Rockford of the Rockford Files, maybe as a young boy, he saw that show and said, someday, I'm going to do news on the radio. After watching the, no, he would have said, what is it you do? I'm sorry, it's private investigator, yeah. Tim Woodburn, say hello or do anything you want to do.
$200 a day plus expenses.
That was Jim Rockford's big line on that show. I don't know if you recall that.
I have
written a book called Bad Mood, Good Mood. I'm pleased to announce that anybody who wants to buy the e-version of it, because of my contract with Amazon, I wanted to make the pricing consistent across the board, so I've reduced the price of the e-book and the Kindle version to $9.99. It's available right now at badmoodgoodmood.com. And finally also got my contract with Audible and iTunes done, and the audio version will be available on Monday, just in time to stuff somebody's stocking. Check it out online, badmoodgoodmood.com.
That, folks, that's the deal of the holiday season right there. All right. Well done. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security, and he is working on a book called In Charge of Security. That's the name of the book, and I cannot wait till that comes out. Good luck on that, Hebe. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, Jen.
And Bernice is working on a book while she's up in heaven called I Was Sure I Would Go to Hell. And that's going to be a great book, too. Well, she realized that she talked kind of crotchety to people, and, you know, like she's always in a bad mood or mad at him or something. But apparently the Lord saw through that and saw that Bernice was a wonderful person.
Well, that's she made him squirrel gravy.
Oh, you know what? I bet she got up there and St. Peter said, I don't know, we're on the fence about you. And Bernice said, well, here, taste this, your horse's hind end. And they tasted the squirrel gravy and said, come on into heaven. Hang on a second. Radboy, I don't know the answer to that. I would imagine the answer is yes. Radboy's asking me about heaven. Was any what in heaven?
Cheese.
Yeah, of course. Of course there's cheese in heaven. It has to be. If you like cheese, then there's cheese in heaven. I think heaven is whatever it is you really like. You get to heaven, it's all there. You like basketball? World's greatest basketball court. You like to fish? Greatest lake, well-stocked, up in heaven. I'll tell you something else that I bet's in heaven. A lot of polka music, and I know who's going to be there playing it one of these days. That's Bruce Lipprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yep. We are brought to you by First Community Credit Union. I don't know how anybody can pass up the offer that I'm about to present you. It's not coming from me. I'm not on the board. I'm not the president. That's Mr. Barks. I'm just the messenger here. But I don't know how you could pass this up. If you have a car payment anywhere else other than First Community Credit Union, first of all, if you're AM and the PM, why would you do that? Why did you do that? We'll give you a little pass, cut you some slack. Maybe you did it before you were AM and the PM. But here's the deal. If you take that car payment, that loan,
and move it over to First Community Credit Union, you get $100. Just that's it. You get $100. They put it in an account in your name, and now you have an account at First Community with $100 in it, and you have a new lender for your auto loan, and there's a great chance you also now have a lower car payment because the rates at First Community Credit Union are extremely competitive, and a lot of the time they have rates that other people can't touch. So even if your car payment is the same, but again, good chance it'll be lower, you got $100. And it's sort of like that here. You know, when those people in Costco or Sam's, or these, they have a sample, and you walk by and there's somebody cooking stuff. Here, try this. That's kind of what this is like. Here, try this. Try our auto loan. And we think you're going to like the way we operate, and you're going to like our banking facility so much after this that you'll just want to come on in and take full advantage of everything we have to offer and become a First Community Credit Union customer. And that's where you'll do all your banking. That's where I do all my banking. Thousands and thousands of people have come over from other banking facilities. I hope you'll join them. There are reasons people are doing this. They're too numerous to mention now, but let me just say this. There are over 40 locations. They are the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Size means stability, means you can be very competitive with rates. Size is a good thing in a lot of cases, and they are big, but they don't seem big when you're there dealing with them. First Community Credit Union, also exclusive sponsors of the yard sale, which will be on in 2 days, Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. I thank you so much, those of you who have finally made the switch and come on over to what was the original yard sale anyway. It's getting a little better every week, a little more response. You got something to sell? You want to buy, you're looking for something, you just want to be entertained. Dan Strauss and Scott Sherman are your co-hosts every Saturday morning, sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. You can find out more at firstcommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
When you hear that music, you know we're headed somewhere. Maybe not literally, but in our minds. And the guy who's going to take us there is Bill Clevelin, and he's brought to you by First, no, shoot, that's the sponsor of the Playhouse. He's brought to you by Window World, the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues, the largest selling replacement window in the United States. For more, windowworldst.louis.com. Let's hear it now. Come on. This is essentially our Friday weekend show. And let's hear a big can't wait for the weekend round of applause for Bill Clavlin.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Definitely.
Oh,
they're on fire.
Definitely.
It's fire.
It's a snow day for a lot of people. Not everybody could make it in. I understand the weather and all.
Hi, I'm great. Good afternoon. So because I'm a little lazy today, I just thought we would do some trivia. Would that be okay with the group?
I love trivia. Let me see if it's okay with everybody else. Yeah. Let's have a conference real quick. No, a conference. Well, it is. Okay. Yeah, we agree.
Oh, good. Okay. So we'll just go around the room. Is that all right? You want to do that?
Sure. Okay. Sure. Start with limestone.
All right.
Counterclockwise.
Do I have to shout out my name?
No. Okay. Just if you don't get it, then the rest of the group can chime in. So here we go.
Okay. Now hold on. Is that the way we're going to do? Because Limey's right. Normally we just go, you know, Frank or something. But you want to take, and then if he doesn't get it, it moves over to Dan and then to Tim. Okay.
No. If Limey can't get it, and then everybody else can jump in and try it.
Okay. Then one of us shouts.
Yeah. Out sure.
He gets first shot. Okay.
All right. Question, and these are all in no particular order. What major
Frank?
We haven't gotten to you.
Sorry.
Major U.S. city is the headquarters for Coca-Cola?
Ooh.
Oh, I like this.
I'm going to say Atlanta.
That is correct.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
I knew that.
Wow, Atlanta.
I actually knew that.
World of Coca-Cola, if anybody's headed down there. It's a really neat museum.
Everybody down there, whenever they ask for a soda, they just say, like, can I get a Coke?
Yep.
Yeah, everything's a Coke.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, there you go.
Okay, good job, Limey. Next up would be Dan.
What?
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
What is the other main...
Oh, sorry. Carry on.
What is the other main Boston newspaper along with the Herald?
The Globe?
That is correct. Nice job.
Right. You know what you're maybe doing? I know what you're doing. You're giving all the easy stuff to them so that when you get to me, I'll look like an idiot. That's what you do.
Well,
you're easy.
I hadn't thought about that, but yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do now.
What is the square root of?
All right.
Next.
Tim is next. Here we go. From 1861 to 1865, what war were we fighting in?
The Wind Doves Cry War.
I knew he wouldn't play it.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
From 1861 to 1865, what war were we fighting in?
The Civil War.
That is correct, the Civil War.
Ah, well, you know what? I knew every single one of these. I'm not kidding.
We are smart.
We watch. He's going to deliberately give me something really hard. Go ahead, I'm ready.
Frank.
What's the square root of pi?
What southern U.S. state has the nickname the Magnolia State?
Good grief. See, I knew it.
Magnolia
State. I wasn't going to do that until you brought
Blimey.
It up.
Blimey.
This is no, you can't. We have to guess. Then you say your name. This is just a wild. This is just a wild crap. Magnolia, Mississippi. I don't know.
It's actually Mississippi.
Wow. Yeah. Well done.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm absolutely serious. It is Mississippi.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Yeah.
All right. So we're back to Miami.
All right.
I've got 12 of these. So just so we're not.
All right.
Okay.
This is fun.
Let's see. How about what was America's first cash crop?
America's first ever cash crop. Mm-hmm. I want to say either hemp or tobacco. I'm going to go with hemp.
Should have went with your first one.
Ah!
It was, in fact, tobacco.
Damn it.
Whoa. Oh, well.
No, wait a minute. Aren't we supposed to get a chance to yell our names?
Well, he said both of them. I thought I'd, you know.
Missouri.
No, but his guess was hemp.
Well, I was
should have had a chance because
right.
I was going to say tobacco. Now I lost a shot at looking smart.
Yeah. Well.
We'll move on now to Dan.
Okay. Daniel, what is the longest river in the United States?
Ooh, longest river.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait.
2,565 miles long.
10 seconds.
I'll say the, what's the river that goes, the Colorado River? What's the river that goes through the Grand Canyon?
Wrong.
That is incorrect.
Frank.
Yes, Frank.
My lord.
I said yes, Frank.
Mississippi? Mississippi River?
Wrong.
Shoot.
Is it the... Oh, sorry, Limey?
Yes, Limey.
Is it the Missouri?
It is the Missouri River.
Whoa!
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
That's the longest river.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
Doesn't it start at, like, Lake Superior or something
it's
like that?
It's somewhere up north. I want to say it starts even in North Dakota. You can, like, actually walk across it. It's so...
shallow?
Yeah. Okay, good job. Who's next?
Thanks. So, I'm 3-3.
Tim.
Tim, which of the Great Lakes is located entirely within the United States?
Ooh, good one.
Mm.
Ontario.
Lake Ontario.
Don't help him.
Shut up.
Don't help him.
I'll say Lake Michigan.
That is correct. Lake Michigan.
Yes. Way to go, buddy.
Thanks for not listening to those losers because they deliberately want to give you the wrong answer.
I never do that to them.
Yeah, isn't Lake Erie and Lake Superior, they're on the border with Canada or something like that?
There's only one that's not, and it's, so it would be Huron?
Oh, all right.
No. Don't quote me on that. I don't know. Frank, you ready?
Yes.
All right. Known as the Ocean State... This is easily let me finish. This is easily the smallest state in America.
Hawaii. I'm going to have to go Rhode Island.
That is correct.
Way to go, Frank.
I'm smart.
Nice job. All right. Holy mackerel. I've only got a few left. We're back to Limey.
All right.
If it is noon in Indianapolis, mm-hmm. what time is it in New York? What time is it in New York?
1 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, that's incorrect.
Frank.
Yes, Frank.
It's also noon.
It is also noon. Yeah, they're Eastern time zone.
Yeah.
A little tricky. A little trick question. All right, Daniel.
I love getting stuff right.
Daniel. What state was Abraham Lincoln born in? We just talked about this last week.
Oh, we did.
Yes, we did.
See if you're paying attention.
Yes, we did.
I wasn't paying attention.
There's a surprise.
The answer is not New Jersey.
Yeah.
No, and it's not. I don't think it's Illinois. Wait,
is this open or is this for free?
It isn't.
This is just for Dan.
Oh, wait.
Dan, you're not supposed. Dan, you're not supposed to list every state that it's not.
Indiana.
No.
Tim.
Yes, Tim.
Kentucky.
He was born in Kentucky.
See, Tim pays attention.
Grew up in Indiana, though, so that's cool. I got two more left here. Let's see. So we're back to this is Tim. Okay, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, lost track. What is the most common city name in the United States?
Oh.
88 places have this name. No.
No, you got to give Tim a chance.
Oh, my goodness.
I will say Lincoln.
Oh, no. That's Simpsons.
Slimy.
Lincoln is incorrect. Anybody else? Limey.
Can I say Springfield?
Limey. Limey.
Springfield's number two.
Number two?
Mm-hmm.
Tim again. Sojay.
Shoveltown. Shoveltown.
Yeah. Shoveltown.
I'm going to Frank.
Else? Yes.
Frank.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Jackson.
No.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Give us a, just give us some more time. All right. Hang on a second.
We have a
Tim Columbia.
No, we have a city in the state of Missouri that has this name. That's not terribly far from St. Louis.
That could be any one of hundreds of Paris.
Not Paris? Within an hour from St. Louis.
Uranus? Cape Girardeau.
All right, do you give
Sullivan.
Up?
Sullivan.
You give up?
Columbia. No, we said Columbia.
Mexico.
Yeah, we give up.
Okay, Washington.
Oh.
88 towns in the United States with the name
I'll say Washington.
Yeah, we got that.
Does that mean there are two?
Yeah, you're right.
So there are states with two towns with the name Washington in them?
But there's
no. How does that.
All right. Hold on. There can't be two Washingtons in one state.
Yeah, that doesn't mean.
Why not?
Like, which Washington would you be
to? I can have Washington, Missouri. I can have Washington, Missouri, and another Washington, Missouri.
You'd have a different zip code.
Now, they probably have a different name, like Washington Place or something like that. Like, that's the name of the town.
Well, that's different. Then that's different.
Because, I mean, there's only.
It's the same.
Like,
so
88
stupid.
Town names, right? And there's 50 states. That's like that just doesn't.
Wait, compute. I see. You know what? I see where he's headed with this, though. He's right. 50 states. How can that be? You can't have like two Washington, Missouris or Washington.
Right. We'll look into this.
But like, if there were two St. Louis,
I'm standing by my question.
There are Washington, Hawaii.
Okay, we have. Oh my God! All right, we have one more. Whose turn is it?
Frank's.
Oh, good. Who is the largest consumer of fireworks in the United States?
Whoa.
Ooh, who, meaning what state?
No, this would be a... This would be a...
An entity.
Yes,
an entity,
sir. Yes.
The coyote from the Roadrunner.
No, I'm going to say Disney.
That is correct. The Walt Disney Company.
Hey! Well done.
Yeah.
There you go. I think we got them all there.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, there you go. Little trivia Thursday. I think that went relatively well, all things considered.
We can do this once a week as far as I'm concerned because, you know what, it makes us smarter. Like right now, if somebody asks me, hey, where's Abe Lincoln? You know, Abe Lincoln was born in Illinois. I can say, no, he wasn't. He was born in Kentucky. You need to be Abe and the PM. It makes us smart.
If I ask these same questions next week, you guys would all get them all wrong.
Probably.
I got a trivia question for you, Bill.
I don't think we would.
I got a trivia question for you, Bill.
Okay.
Who sang the song When Doves Cry?
See, I know this because we were just talking
Frank.
About it.
Frank!
But I would not have known that song.
Once you let these losers know that you don't know something, they just won't let it go. They won't let it go.
I'm Bill Cleveland.
Bill, that was good. We could do this more often. That's good.
I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Yeah. Woo! Oh.
Thank y'all.
Oh. They were playing along, too.
Limey, did you say you have a cat? You don't have a cat, do you?
No, I do not have a cat.
You have a dog?
Yep.
You have a dog?
I do.
I like dogs. I think a lot of people like dogs.
I'm more of a dog person.
People like it. Well, the cat people don't like it when you say you like dogs better than cats, but so be it. This New Jersey woman, did anybody else see this? This woman, they've arrested this woman. Somebody tipped them off. They go to her house. We've heard these stories before, but a woman has 100 cats and whatever. Wait till you hear this. This woman in multiple freezers in her house, in plastic bags, were 44 frozen dead dogs.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
When a dog in her house would die, she just put it in a bag and put it in a freezer. Wow. So they had all these freezers and 44 dead dogs. And then in her house were 130 living dogs. Ooh. Now, try to imagine 130 dogs. She's 65 years old. I saw her mugshot. She looks exactly... You know how some people look like the crime they commit? Mm-hmm. She looks like a woman who'd have 130 dogs and 44 dead frozen dogs. She lives in Chemung Township, New Jersey. They said four of the dogs were taken out in critical condition to an emergency veterinary clinic. Many of them were, you know, hungry. And then every time I hear this, I just think, how does a woman like this make it to 65 when she's inhaling dog feces fumes inside of her house? They said some of the investigators had to walk out and, like, throw up. It made them so sick. To go. They said there was animal doo-doo all over the inside of this house. Well, yeah, 130 dogs in the house.
She looks like John Voight. I'm looking at her photo.
She does. No, she does. But wouldn't you think somebody like that would be very sick?
Yes.
From just,
absolutely.
Just being in the midst of all that bacteria and doo-doo, and breathing doo-doo fumes.
I think he just likes saying doo-doo.
65.
What I want to know is...
I kind of do like it. I kind of do.
How many did she end up with, you say, living dogs? Like, how did it get up
130
to...
130 dogs alive, 44 dead in the freezers.
How was she not reported by the time it got to, like, you know, 50 dogs? I mean, what kind of house
that
did she live in?
I've never understood. Because, first of all, they're indoors, so she probably never has anybody over. She's a hermit, and if you don't ever go in, you don't see the dog. But how do you not walk by the house and hear 130 dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of barking.
Had different names.
The dog?
And she named them all?
She probably gave up after
they were all named Washington.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great question, if they all had names. And how do you remember each dog's name? I'm going to guess probably they didn't, because she's crazy. Ugh. Now... I heard Tim do this story in the news. Boy, this is the kind of thing that just... This guy who befriended homeless people, this Stevens, Gregory Stevens, he was 71, and a homeless guy that he had actually helped at one time ends up stabbing him 38 times. Holy cow. And, wow. And the guy that stabbed him, they can't even... When they arrested him, they couldn't even run like a home address. He didn't have a home. He's homeless. And... What this made me think about was the actual act of stabbing.
Oh.
It's a different kind of person who can stab people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's not an instant, quick, like a bullet to the head. Not only that, when you watch a movie or TV and they walk up and they just stab somebody, it's not very realistic. There's a lot of bones there. If I tried to stab somebody, you know what happened? I'd hit him in the shoulder blade or something. The blade would break off. Mm-hmm. And then I'd get killed by the guy I was trying to stab.
But to stab him multiple times.
Stab somebody 38 times.
Yeah.
That's sick. Stabbing in itself to me is, I don't know, something about...
Well, now he won't be homeless. He'll have a place.
That's true.
So the line he'll have,
Dan puts a positive PR spin on every
story.
He sure
is. He sure does. Mr. And now here with a positive spin on stabbing people is Dan Strauss. Ladies, get in here, please. We
have Mr. Evans plenty of time. Ooh, that's nice.
You want a real quick disgusting bonus joke?
Sure.
Just real quick. It's not Playhouse material. What did the cannibal do after he dumped his girlfriend?
Wipe.
He wiped his wife.
Oh, that's awful.
Of course it is.
God.
Of course it is. Here's another quick one. A woman asked her husband, she says, Honey, will you still love me when I'm old and overweight? And he goes, of course I do. I mean, I will. Okay. So, snow joke, in honor of the snow. It's a It's about 5:30 in the morning at the White House in Washington. The president, as you know, gets up real early. 5 o'clock in the living quarters in the White House. He goes to a big picture window. He's just taking in the snow. It's a blanket of beautiful, untouched snow, just glistening in the early sunlight. No footprints, no tire tracks, just a blanket of snow, except for something he spots in the snow. And he gets a pair of binoculars, and in the snow, in yellow, it says, F U Trump. He calls the Secret Service. Agents come in. He goes, here, look out there. Look at that. Look at what you see out there. And they go, oh, my goodness, Mr. President. He goes, yeah, I want to know who did that. That's obviously urine. Somebody with their penis wrote F U Trump, and I want to know who it is. And he brings the FBI in. He brings in a handwriting analyst because somebody had to write it with their wiener. He brings urinalysis done. He says, I want you to go out and I want you to, first of all, take pictures of this before it melts. And I want you to scoop up some of that yellow part of that writing. And I want a thorough urinalysis and investigation. And I want to do who did this. I want to know who did it because I think I know who did it. He's so mad he can't even talk. He says, I think I know who did this. I think it was that damn Bill Clinton, and I'll tell you why. Because I beat his wife in the election a couple of years ago, and I guarantee you he went out there and he wrote, F you, Trump, in the snow. Now get me the proof I need. Yes, sir, Mr. President. And they all leave. Less than 48 hours later, he gets a phone call. Mr. President, we have what you need. We have conclusive evidence about that writing in the snow. He said, get to the Oval Office right now. They go straight to the White House, into the Oval Office. He says, What do you got? He says, Mr. President, we have some good news, and we have some kind of, disturbing news. Well, let's have it. They said, well, we did a thorough urinalysis on the yellow snow. It is the urine of Bill Clinton. He said, ha! I knew it! I knew it. What's the bad news? What's the disturbing news? He said, well, the handwriting is Melania's.
Let's get a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. No delays, no accidents, no problems on any of the area interstates. You're cruising out of the city on southbound 55 and westbound 44. One accident to report, that's Hampton at Chippewa. Ready for a bad cold and flu season? Knowing when it's the flu can make a big difference in knowing when to call your doctor. The best way to tell is that the flu brings a fever, so be prepared with a thermometer you can trust, the Exergen Temporal Scanner. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs. Then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital. During the holidays, think of Spiro's for catering and your corporate and private party needs. Daytime bookings are available.
Hello, it is I, thine king. Today, I speaketh on behalf of Bud Light and the most sacred of traditions, the tailgate. In my days as a collegiate liege, I hosted the very first tailgate in yon woods. We didn't have coolers or sports. We were basically just in the woods. But we had Bud Light, so a tailgate it was. Anyway, I invite you to continue my legacy and enjoy Bud Light courtesy of me at your tailgate. Also courtesy of me. Dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey! Hey guys, have you always been interested in sports betting but never followed through? Now is the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You could be a bet-cashing machine, but you'll never know unless you get off the sideline and get in the game. We've still got months of NFL games. Bowl season is right around the corner in college football, and the NBA and college basketball are here too. You don't even have to leave your couch to win big. MyBookie is the right choice. You'll love their easy-to-use website, helpful customer service, and fast payouts when you win. Want to bet now on who's going to win the Super Bowl? Go for it. Want to risk a little to win a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Visit MyBookie now to take advantage of the 50% deposit bonus. That's right. Deposit today using promo code DOTUM, and they'll give you free cash. Just use promo code DOTUM when you register. Check out MyBookie online today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
I dropped the mouse.
What?
I dropped the mouse on the keyboard and it restarted it.
Uh-oh. Apologize to everybody.
I would like to apologize to everybody that just heard that. It was not really intentional.
All right. You know what we do when this stuff happens. Thank goodness for technology. Edit out the screw up.
All right, I got you.
Edit it out.
Radio edit.
That music means it's time to go to Dallas, Texas, check in with Mike Evans. And I'm sure most of you know who makes this segment possible. It's Annie Gunn's restaurant. Annie Gunn's is right next to the Smokehouse Market. Now, Chesterfield Valley is west, out west, out 40, out 64. And before you get to the Daniel Boone Bridge, you'll see Boone's Crossing. You get off there, make a left, go over 40, make another left, and then go on east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And there on your right, with the big pig, the big bronze pig statue out front, is one of the best restaurants you will ever eat in, Annie Gunn's. Next door, an equally fantastic market, the Smokehouse Market. And please remember, gift cards, gift cards, gift cards. They sell thousands every year, because who wouldn't want a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse? Closed only on Mondays. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans. Giving you a lot of extra time today to make up for the shortage yesterday.
I am.
You have a full 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
This week's pop quiz themes, celebrities who own their own jets. However,
and there's always a however in life.
Do something a little different today. All four of these people own jets. Who has the most expensive jet of these four celebrities?
Good one.
Bill Gates, Donald Trump, Mark Cuban, Oprah Winfrey. Like that one. Answer in a minute. Got good news, I got the bad news for that Bill Cosby. Bad news, his latest hardship request to get out of jail will be denied on Monday. Good news, Cosby gets to go take a trip to California October 7th next year. That's when he'll go on trial for raping a model at the Playboy Mansion.
You did this yesterday.
He asked me about that, and I didn't remember.
I asked him about that.
Yeah.
Well, and he goes, no, you didn't say anything at all about Bill Cosby.
No. Yeah.
Idiot.
Did I talk about the grotto and how much I hated it and it stinks?
Yep.
Yeah, you did.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
Thank you.
I didn't remember.
You look stupid. You made yourself look silly.
I didn't remember until you said something about the Playboy Mansion.
Mike, yes, I'm going to do you a favor. We're going to edit that out, and no one will ever hear.
Thank you.
Hang on a second. Limey, edit it out. Go ahead.
Radio edit.
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Hey, you have your pop quiz question for today. Movie news, the fire isn't even out yet, and already there are several producers planning a movie on the Paradise, California fire. By the way, there are 59 now dead and still over 100 missing. Meanwhile, the Golden Globes and the Oscar officials are working together to secure funds for the California fire victims. Celebrities doing something nice. Surprising. CBS is number one. NBC is number two. Fox and ABC are way behind, despite ABC Nightly News, which is horrible, is the number one in that platform. And Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Fallon are now tied. But I got to tell you, they don't have the biggest numbers as Jay Leno and David Letterman. And I really miss Jay Leno and David Letterman.
Yeah, I never watch either of the guys you just mentioned, ever.
Do you watch the other guys?
I did. I did. I think part of the difference, though, is when Leno and Letterman went on, a lot of their years were pre social media platform years, where people watched more TV because there wasn't as much content streaming, and that may be part of it. But just sheer content and talent, I don't think Colbert or Fallon can come close to either one of those guys. Certainly not Carson.
I totally agree. I thought you were saying the opposite.
No. I'm not saying the opposite at all. I don't think
I really like close. Leno and Letterman. I don't like Colbert or Fallon, either one. And I hate social media. I wish I never would have got involved. I wish I could somehow get away from it.
Well,
comment? Okay.
No, my comment is I'm actually glad I never set up a Facebook page for myself. And I don't do Instagram. I don't do that stuff. I know a lot of people do. I know it's very popular. It's just not for me.
I'd like to thank the CMAs last night. It was a really good show. 2.5 hours,
yes.
And no politics. How about
that? Thank you. I agree. It was. I watched a lot of it, and I agree.
And no politics. This is really odd. Paul McCartney is looking to move from the Lower West Side of New York and Tribeca to a Midtown property. He's looked at 20 or 30 places, including the Dakota. Why would Paul McCartney want to live in the Dakota where John Lennon was murdered?
That's crazy.
I don't think that's a good idea. Did I tell you I put up my Christmas tree yesterday?
No, you nope. Did?
I put up my Christmas tree. We put up our Christmas tree already.
Wow.
I think it's beautiful. Alec Baldwin is so fed up and disgusted and hates paparazzi so much he's telling friends that he may retire. Comment. Only one thing bigger than Alec Baldwin's temper is his ego. He's not going to retire. Give me a break. Thursday for Friday. Movie's opening tomorrow. We start with Widows. It's about four women married to four criminals who are murdered. The four guys are murdered, and the revenge the women set out to get. Meanwhile, the mob is after them, too. Great performances by Robert Duvall, Colin Farrell, Liam Neeson, Michelle Rodriguez. Viola Davis.
One of the best
heist movies ever. Rated R, 2 hours long, 3 stars.
What's the name again?
Fantastic. Pardon me? Widows.
What's the name of the movie again?
Widows.
Yeah.
Fantastic Beast. You know, this is part of the Harry Potter collection, and while Harry Potter's storyline and plots were solid and easy to follow, the Beast script is disjointed. The special effects, though, are fabulous. It's like being in a 2-hour dream, a journey of into fantasy. Johnny Depp, Eddie Redmayne, and Jude Law are solid, but again, it's the effects of the wizards that makes this film worth seeing. PG-13, a little long at 134 minutes. We're giving it 2.5 stars. And Instant Family stars Mark Wahlberg and Rose Byrne. They're a couple. Yeah, she is cute. They're a couple that reluctantly decide to become foster parents. And when they agree to fostering a teenage girl with a bad attitude, they learn that her two younger siblings are part of the deal. It's sappy, it's corny, it's over the top, but it is funny, it is family friendly. I like it when I can say take the kids to see this one, and it's light enough, I'm going to recommend it. In fact, I enjoyed it, although it was a little sappy at times. Rated PG-13, 117 minutes, 3 stars for
Rose Byrne's
family.
Rose Byrne's husband was electrocuted trying to straddle and climb an electric fence. Dick Byrne.
Oh, boy. Here it comes.
Thanks, everybody.
Here it comes.
Thank you.
It's already gone.
Thank you.
How much time do I have? Do I have time for a story?
You have lots of time. You actually have like 3.5 minutes.
So this is really, you talk about a small world, so hear me out. Cheryl and I found this church that we started in Gorge here in Dallas, and I talked to the preacher, and it's a small church, and I said we ought to have lunch sometimes. So we had lunch today, so we're talking. Now, this is in Rockwall, Texas, and we're talking for lunch. He originally is from a little town called Hemet, California, and we're talking. He said he started, he got his first job as a preacher in Simi Valley in California. So I know Simi Valley. I said, in fact, one of my very best friends I knew in high school, and I still talk to, he's a music director for Loggins of Messina, and he's also one of the Sandpipers that did Guantanamera. His name is Mike Brady, and I said he was a worship leader at a church just outside Simi Valley. And this preacher looked at me, and he goes, his son Chris was killed in Iraq. And I go, how did you know that? And he goes, I did his funeral.
Wow.
In California. So, what a small world is that?
So Chris was Mike Brady's son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he turned white. He goes, well, I saw him, but yeah, a friend of mine was a worshiping guy at the Simi Valley Church. This is years and years ago. Mike Brady, and he goes, I did his son's funeral. I thought that was amazing. What, don't you think it's a bizarre?
Yeah, I love it when stuff like that happens.
Man, talked about the families. I found that just really amazing. And finally.
So before we get to the pop quiz, if I can ask, what kind of church is it? Methodist, Baptist, whatever?
It's a non-denominational called Cornerstone.
Okay, and then that means usually everybody is welcome. It's Christian, but we're not pigeonholed as Methodist or Baptist, or it's just kind of all-inclusive, right?
Just the guy just talks, you know, like you'd meet him, you're having dinner with him. The guy, real down to earth, he doesn't preach at you. We like it. It's a very, very nice, comfortable atmosphere.
That sounds good. All right, we're ready, and I'm ready to win the pop quiz contest.
Who has the most expensive jet, celebrity jet? Is it Oprah, Donald Trump, Bill Gates, Mark Cuban?
I'm going to go Donald Trump.
I'll go Bill Gates.
I'll say Mark Cuban.
I'm going to go with Tim. I think at one time it was Donald Trump, but I think Cuban outdid him. I'll say Mark Cuban.
Here's the answer. Bill Gates, it may be the richest, but his Bombardier BD-700 carries 20 people and costs $40 million. Next, Oprah owns a Bombardier XRS that holds a few more people than Bill Gates' plane and can fly higher and faster, costs $42 million. Third, Donald Trump and his 727 holds 100 people, costs $100 million. But the most expensive one, celebrity with the most expensive jet, Mark Cuban and his 767 jumbo jet that can hold 225 people, but custom to hold only 50 people with two bedrooms and a full kitchen and a living room, cost $142
million.
Wow.
That's a pretty nice plane.
That's crazy,
I'll say.
Way to go, Tim.
Thank you.
Hey, what are you guys doing for the weekend? Anything going special going on? Take care of your business?
No, we have 5 seconds to say not much.
Not a lot.
Not much.
Band's playing.
Time's up. See ya. All right, listen, have a great weekend. It's headed that way for us. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dean.
All right, Dean. Goodbye.
All right, Dean.
Bye, y'all.
This is KM Jance, and you're listening to 5-9 and the Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 5-9andthefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The U.S. Senate race in Florida is headed for a hand recount. Florida's Secretary of State ordered the recount because the latest machine recount tally showed Republican Rick Scott leading incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson by a very narrow margin. The recount has to be completed by Sunday. Firefighters are slowly making progress on Northern California's massive campfire. CAL FIRE reported 40% containment in its latest update on the 140,000-acre blaze. The death toll remains at 56, but more than 100 people remain unaccounted for. Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker believes Special Counsel Robert Mueller has handled the Russia probe correctly. That's the word from Senator Lindsey Graham, who also said Whitaker sees no need to recuse himself from overseeing the Special Counsel's probe of Russian interference in the 2016 election. The South Carolina Republican made the